When did you know it was what you wanted to do?
I think it's always been what I've wanted to do, ever since I was a child. If I couldn't do kind of animation or anything like that, creating games was always one of the two things I wanted to do. But because of the way, especially games have gone now, that whole animation and creating fantastic scenes of characters and whatever has been built into games now, so it's kind of multiple birds with one stone going into that kind of industry.
Is there a clear route that someone like yourself can take into the industry?
Not really, because a lot of jobs demand experience, especially in the game industry. They demand you have titles shipped and your name put on these things. So unless you kind of know someone and can get into the industry, it's very, very hard. Even university leavers I know are finding it hard to get into the industry purely because they might have the qualification, but not necessarily the right experience or their qualifications, and because of the rate the industry moves, the qualifications they have aren't necessarily up to date enough.
So there was nothing at school that you could pursue to aid your direction. So no. What did you decide to do instead?
I did just a general IT qualification, advanced GMVQ. So it was actually my love of gaming that got me into computers, with kind of the hope of having that knowledge to then go on and create my own, which is kind of what I've done in my own time, learned these skills. And it wasn't until Trained Game came around that it's something I could do on top of not having to leave my job, where I could start learning and pursuing my initial dream I've had kind of since I was a child.
So tell us a little bit about this Train to Game program that you're taking at the moment.
Okay. Train to Game is a long distance learning course. It's supposed to take you between 18 months and kind of 3 years. They run four different courses. One's the designer, which is the one I'm taking. There's a developer, artists, and now a new QA, which is kind of quality assurance course. And you get sent workbooks, and you follow your way through and practice and basically learn all the theory and the practical skills you need to hopefully be up to date enough to get a job in the industry.
So is this a course that's been created by the industry?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so that straight away is teaching you the cold hard facts of life in terms of what might await you if you secured a place.
Exactly.
How does doing this course fit in alongside your day job?
It's quite hard. If you're wanting to put a lot of time into it, you kind of get to the stage where you go to work, come home from work, you start working again. So it's trying to work that round. It's not easy, but if you kind of got the passion and the will to do it and the want to do it, then you'll keep going it, because it's something, for me, I love doing so much. Mm-hmm. It's not like a chore at the end of the day. So you're coming home, you're doing something you enjoy, you're being creative. It doesn't seem like work quite
as much. But your 9-to-5, if you like, also sees you sitting in front of a screen, doesn't
it? Yes.
Yeah. Tell us what you do.
I work in EPOS support.
Hearing more now from Craig Moore, who's been explaining to us how he's pursuing his passion for gaming and is at the moment, alongside his day job, pursuing a distance learning course with an organisation called Train to Game, which could see Craig leave with qualifications that could give him an easier route into the industry. I say easier because gaming just seems to be one of these areas that is evolving so quickly. The time you sit down to gather your wits about you and decide you want to be a part of it, it will have moved on five steps.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if you look at the infancy of the gaming as in general, it's only been around for kind of 30, max 40 years. And compare that to, say, movies and music, got hundreds of years from those. Mm-hmm. It's moving at such a pace that getting the skills and keeping up to date with it and being desirable to a company as an extra member is very, very hard.
So you've got to make yourself rather special in the eyes of these companies.
Exactly.
How are you intending to do that?
I'm hoping that I've got quite a nice broad set of skills. I like to take interest in both sides of the whole creation process. So while I'm concentrating on design, which is obviously the creation and the idea side of things, and the flow of it all, I'm also quite heavily interested in the whole programming side of it, as well as the arty side of it. Mm-hmm. So trying to broaden my set of skills is my main idea of trying to get in and becoming a very, very useful member for any team.